to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow. Again, we have another powerful, powerful couple of hours of show. So you hear my voice going?
A little bit.
Want me to adjust your microphone?
What are you going to do?
I think I could fix that.
No, nope. It started last night at the John Holland event.
Because you know, it was a long night with him.
It was a long day
and
for me.
And it was worth it.
It was a long day for me.
Every minute.
John Holland, Deborah Becker. Ooh,
blown away, folks.
Baby.
Blown away for me, even because I've never seen it.
Oh, my
first
gosh.
First time.
We're going to talk about it. As a matter of fact, we're going to have someone in the studio, hopefully.
Yeah, she's on her way.
How do you know?
Well,
did you text her?
I've been texting her
very good. On
and off throughout the morning.
So, Jackie, do not text and drive, girlfriend. If you are on the road and you are doing this texting thing with Benny, forget it. I'm going to take your
I'm not driving.
I'm going to take your cell phone away from you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. We're talking about, of course, the Extraordinary People series last night at the Benaroya Hall, where we were totally just enthralled with the presence of Deborah Becker and John Holland. And I tell you, you could like not even hear a peep in the place, could you? It was like, oh.
At first when Deborah stepped up on stage, you know, she set the scene.
She did.
And, you know, I've never seen, work like this done before on stage, which is, trying to connect with those who have passed over and bring them back to those that want to envision it is wild. I mean, it is. I'm sitting there and I can't even sit still because I don't even know how to take it. and my friend Jackie, who will hopefully join us here momentarily, she came with me as, like my bud, because she said that.
I didn't get the whole bud thing. I can't wait till she gets in here.
I know, huh? I'll call her out. But anyway,
she's ex or something?
No, she's a good friend of mine, and Bobby couldn't make it, so we had a spare ticket, so I called her up, and she had something that canceled on her end, so, I said, hey, you should come out to the event. So anyways, she comes in, we sit there, we're like, come on, But man, it was amazing on how detailed they could get. And the two people, which would be Deborah and John on stage, and any person, or at least the selected ones in the audience that, they got their connections with, just matched.
Well, it is.
So amazing.
And, it's hard for us to imagine that, this really happens.
Like chilling.
Yeah, it is chilling. And it's been chilling for us because we've had John on for a number of years. And I shared a little quick story at the top when I introduced him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sort of fill in the blanks on it. But what I shared with John is that he came on the radio, and I think this was about the first, maybe the second time that he had been on, and loved him. And he did a little mini reading of me. And one of the things he did, he said a couple of different things. One, he said something like, I've got to see if I can dig up that interview. He said something like, I see Australia. I don't know if you're going to travel to Australia. I don't know if you're going to do something in Australia, but something big in Australia. And Benny and I were just like, okay. All right, John. Great. And then, he went on to talk about a couple of other things. And so what I shared last night is, and I said to him, well, John, how's the Australian thing going to happen? He said, well, you're not going to have to do anything. It's just going to happen. And I thought, okay, this would be a new energy for me. And so some time went by, but not a lot of time. And, what started to happen is I started to get these emails through Ava, who works with the Dr. Pat Show, about a radio network in Australia. But that didn't come kind of until after we started to do all the other Australia connecting things. We had about four or five guests on here from Australia. We had a number of sponsors on here from Australia. And then Olivia Newton-John two or three times on the show. And so all of a sudden it's like, oh, I said to Benny, okay, this must be the Australia thing John was talking about. Well, not really. And, well, maybe, yes. But the next thing that happened is I started to receive a bunch of emails about having my show play in Australia. And I get a lot of mail. I cannot tell you how many emails come in on my machine every hour. And so you think it's going to be one of these spammers, right? You know, let us take your radio show to blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I didn't answer. I didn't answer the next one. Finally, Ava sends me an email. And she said, haven't you been getting Sean's email? And I was like, Sean? Well, you know, they've been sending you emails on taking the radio show to Australia. Have you responded to him? I said, you know what? I thought that was like a scam or something.
Well, at least you were kind of, you know, stand up. That's like, of course, okay.
And Ava's like, you know what? I'm going to handle it. And so we are 5 days a week in Australia. Maybe more hours than that as well. But we are 5 days a week in Australia. And as a matter of fact, our Alexa rating, which is very, very good, our Alexa rating now counts the number of page views in the Australia market and so forth and so on. I'm not even sure how it all works, but, the story just simply talks to what you and I experienced last night.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to hear from folks. If you were at the Benaroya event last night with John Holland or, and Deborah Becker, and you want to share and you want to talk a little bit about your experience, give us a shout, because we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're just going to hit the button and pick you up and pull you in like most radio shows do. But in the meantime, we're waiting for Jackie, were you thinking he was going to come your way? Because you know what he did. He was like, he would get like a hit in a certain area. And then like if there was some people that you brought with you, you'd stand up. And
I kind of had a little bit of a feeling, but I was, I was there just to have fun and enjoy it.
I know.
And, there's an entire room full of people, too, who have every other possibility. So, you just got to leave it open.
I feel like we gave some incredible relief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I think we saved... Pam of Chat with Women, Pam and Rochelle. Pam and Rochelle, who come on at 8 o'clock.
I might know who they are.
They were there last night. And by the way, Rochelle won a ticket to the Dalai Lama event because we had a surprise giveaway. And I think we have one to give away today.
Oh, yeah.
But he has to find it.
Yeah.
Pam, we helped Pam's finger. And what I did is I gave her a bunch of samples from our fabulous sponsor, our Topperson people. And she put it all over her finger. And the reason that she could put it all over her finger was because it doesn't smell. Doesn't smell and it's not oily. So did she mention it today on her show?
We did at the very top.
And what'd she say about her finger?
She says it was much better. She didn't know what the stuff was called, so I had to remind her.
Oh, very good. So, yep. Carol, if you're listening to the show, we need to, what we'll do? We'll bring her in like a regular jar so she can.
Oh, like a regular, a larger size.
Yeah, because, she has to keep doing that, putting it on her finger, and you make sure she does that.
I will.
Every day.
We could set it here in the studio.
And then we're going to have a fabulous testimonial for that.
Cool.
But, the John Holland event is one of five. Now, next event, and this is the wrap-up for the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And let's just do a little quick summary. So right out of the gate, we had Greg Braden, and he filled Benaroya Hall. It was great. Then we had Alan Cohen, and that was fabulous. And Alan, you heard yesterday on the show as well. Then Deepak Chopra. And, man, I'm telling you, it just, the momentum started to build and build and build. And last night, John Holland and Deborah Becker, which is, like, totally awesome. And on May 20th, we are so jazzed. Iyanla Van Zandt joining us. She's going to be on the radio, though, first. She's going to be on her show first. And so I have to tell you something else. Do you know what one of the most talked about radio shows that, I've done? Do you know which one it is? The one we did yesterday with Debrina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you didn't hear that show yesterday with Debrina Jackson Gandy, we're going to be popping it up and putting it on the homepage because I cannot tell you how many people stopped by to talk about that show.
She smelled good, too.
Penny, I'm not going there with
you. She did. I'm putting it out there.
Did you? I think you even said that to her, didn't you?
No.
You did.
But I'm doing it on the air now.
But then you were starting to play that juicy song. What was that thing you were playing that she was singing
to? Oh, the M-Tunes at the very end?
We didn't get her on tape, though, singing that.
No. Maybe a little bit on the way
did
out.
You get it?
I might have on a little bit on the way out. I'll have to listen to the
tape. Do you think we could find it and look for it? Let's take a short break when we come back. Hopefully, Jackie will be in and we can talk with
She just texted me. She's getting off I-5 right now.
Okay, I love that. Texting, driving, I-5. Jackie.
What? I'm looking at my phone right now.
I'm telling you.
Drive safe, honey.
We hope that she gets here real soon. We want to talk with her about her experience last night. She was one of the folks in the audience that John Holland sort of scanned, who had some people coming in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Boy, do we have a powerful lineup for you. You're going to hear about what it means to live life full out, the juiciness in life, and much more. We've got a ton of people to talk with today. We'll be right back.
Don't worry about it, because it won't take long. We're going to put you in a trance with a funky song.
A smooth journey, a creamy encounter, an odyssey to ignite the senses. Each spoonful of Greek Gods Greek yogurt and Pagotto ice crema takes you through an experience of mythical intensity. Greek Gods Greek yogurt, so natural, creamy and smooth with 5 live and active cultures, including probiotics. Greek Gods Greek yogurt is now available in pomegranate, honey, fig, non-fat, reduced fat, vanilla, cinnamon, orange, and traditional varieties. The Greek Gods are now also offering their new and exciting Pagotto ice crema line. Greek Gods Pagotto ice crema, a gourmet ice cream similar to the ice cream you'll find in Greece, with flavors such as baklava, honey pomegranate, and fake chocolate. Eat sweet. Find your own Greek Gods at your local grocery store. Visit the Greek Gods at GreekGodsYogurt.com and experience the myth.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit QuantumVet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's QuantumVet.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everybody's always talking about who's on top. Don't cross our path, cause you're gonna get stopped.
Yeah. Okay, we're back on the air live. Oh, pull myself together. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat
Dr.
Show.
Dr. Pat's hanging tough.
Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by talk. You know what I'm excited about? Excited about Jackie getting in here.
Yeah. She's at the bottom of the hill. She's making her way up.
What is she doing? Is she taking a boat or what?
Oh.
The bottom of the hill.
Wow.
If she had your car, she'd be here.
No, actually, she'd be going slower in mine.
Oh, really?
Because
I
got nicer rims.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. She can't go fast. She doesn't want to curb them.
Wow.
She's got a way nicer car, though.
You think so? Well,
no, I know so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I met somebody yesterday that sells Maseratis for a living.
Really? Mm. Are you going to do a demo?
I don't know. I don't think they work there anymore.
Oh.
But
well, I'm sure they got connections.
They're going to be working with us.
Just say, oh, is so-and-so working there? Oh, well, we've got this.
Can we take a test drive?
Thank you. See?
Uh-huh.
What's the problem?
No problem.
Okay, then. Go test drive a Maserati.
Wouldn't that be a fun thing to do?
Absolutely.
But, you know, you got to kind of like speed if you like one of those cars.
Hey, it's all what the car's for.
Mm-hmm. My speed days are over, I think.
No.
Well, yes, they are. Well, you know, look, we've got a great couple of things coming up here. But I want to mention that, you know, the Yanla Van Zandt event is coming up May 20th. If you go to the Dr. Pat Show website and just go hang out on the homepage, and if you go there today, you're going to see one homepage. And I think if you go there on Monday, you might be seeing, like, another homepage. So don't be surprised. The colors will kind of be the same, I think. And I think, listen to me, I'm like, what's happening to my website? I don't know. I'm going to change the page. We're not changing the colors because we love those colors. We actually have a whole new cross-busting website we're putting up. And you know what was hard for me? Remember when Debrina talked about releasing and letting go of all things? I am having the hardest time, okay? I'm having the hardest time releasing the Flash movie on the cross-busting website. I really am.
Why?
You know, dude, okay, let's talk about that because she talked about this yesterday. All right, so cross-busting was one of the first things that I created post my doctoral work and also post my corporate career. So let me just say, it was kind of the first thing that, you know, that I kind of did on my own, right? I didn't have like a boss in the corporation telling me, blah, 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 do this, do that. So there, yeah. Okay, and then then I loved it and I worked with it and I created the website. It created an incredible buzz. I was doing classes on it. We're revamping the whole class thing. We're not going to do 7 weeks of classes on it. We're going to do a weekend retreat, which is going to be fun. And so we're looking forward to that. We may even do it in Costa Rica.
Ooh.
Someone wants us to take it. Yeah. But
down for that.
I think it's great. But the deal is, Benny, I loved that Flash movie that I put up. You know, I went and I bought that template, and I love that little Flash movie.
Good.
You know, have you seen the one on the cross-busting website?
Yep. I actually looked at it.
Did you?
Of course.
Okay, so, but then, you
say
know,
you look on TV.
Then we spent a year working on the new cross-busting website.
Mm-hmm.
And I could talk to you about a gazillion things that happened so that site, you know, didn't get up. And finally, I turned to Spirit and I said, okay, what's the deal? You know, my web designer disappears. We don't have, you know, the files. It's not up. What is the problem with putting up the new cross-busting website? Well, what dawned on me is it was time to rename the radio show. Because the name of the radio show was Cross-Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. So if you go back to some of the early archives we're going to put up there, you know, you could hear Jack Canfield and I talking about crust. But it was time to then say, stop. Calling the radio show, Cross-Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And so Benny started to call me Dr. Pat. And before you knew it, the listeners started to call, you know, call in and call me Dr. Pat. And then they started to call the show the Dr. Pat Show because we had the nickname for it as the show. So then that's how the Dr. Pat Show kind of got born. And so the little cross-busting website has kind of been sitting out there being neglected, not having much go on. And so now we have a new design for the Crust Busting website, which has the same same brand that the Dr. Pat show has with the Starburst, but the colors are different. So I'm having separation anxiety around the Flash movie. I don't know if anybody out there can help me. So we'll have to do an open mic day where you call in and help me.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
ding, ding, ding!
In the house.
She finally shows up. Do you hear her breathing heavily over there in the corner?
I need to talk to her about the driving and the texting thing.
I finally get it.
I know. So tell us about your experience. And by the way, congratulations for winning the raffle. Ew.
I know.
I know.
I know. Thank you.
And just to let everybody know, it was not at all a set. It was legit. Someone else drew her name.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? With all the people that were coming in through John Holland, I think they pulled the ticket.
I think so, too.
I think so. That was just amazing.
Tell us your experience.
Well, you know, being a guest of Benny's, it was kind of just bizarre, the fact that he pulled these things out of thin air. I was listening and watching and watching him talk to other people. And when he started coming over to our section, he said something about a dead daughter.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, you know, that doesn't really apply to me. But when I was listening, and all of a sudden he said, Anne. And heaven forbid, I mean, I didn't even know that this would happen, because I'm like, what on earth? My mom, her last pregnancy was a girl, and she lost it at birth, and her name was Anne.
Mm.
And that's, I just jumped out of my skin. You felt it.
Oh, I know. Everybody in the row ahead
of us,
we were like,
next to me, I'm like, you gotta like, stand up. You gotta do
what's
this.
What's going
said,
on
no,
here?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
But and then he went on and he said, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. He said, stand up.
Who are you with? Benny.
No, my bud.
My bud.
It was cute.
It was very cute.
It was cute.
Yeah, and he kept going about all different kinds of family members that have been and have passed and have had some very remarkable things that he knew that nobody would know.
Right.
Nobody would have known.
What did that feel like, though? Standing there and having your life be revealed in front of you.
It was just, I was speechless. I mean, you saw me. I stood there just like, what on earth is happening here?
Yeah.
But it was really cool at the same time to know that that's a capability and know that that's available to us to have that type of information and type of communication there. And
wasn't it like the strangest thing when John started to talk about, who is he describing, an aunt or something? Yeah, because the thing with John is, you know, when he starts describing things, he doesn't say, and, you know, oh, who out there has cancer or who out there died of a heart attack. He gets into the level of detail that is so unique. So share with our listeners what he saw.
Actually, he called out my grandfather, and he said, who's the gambler? And
that
nobody,
was a good part.
And it was actually a little uncanny, because I only found out just a couple of years ago that my grandfather was a bookie. So that's definitely the gambler right there. And and then my father's passing as well. He said, you know, he was everybody. He knew that he was going to pass, and he was getting things ready for. He was getting all of his documents ready. Well, you know, my dad passed in a car accident. But the uncanny thing is that we all kind of knew it was going to happen. And that day, he was kind of coming home to take care of all of his business. So it was just
how did
bizarre.
You know? I mean, I wanted to ask you that last night. Like, how did you know? Because it was a car accident.
Yeah, well, and it was really a lot of divine intervention, I'll tell you that. Mm. You know, my dad was, he wasn't a healthy person. He was manic depressive, and he was drinking all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we were all real concerned that he was going to die in a car accident. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is that he actually was not driving.
Oh, that didn't come out last night, did it?
My dad wasn't driving, but he was in his own car.
He wasn't driving?
He had somebody else driving his car because he was...
Family member or... No.
Just some random kid.
Oh, wow. Well, tell us this other thing, because this was this other thing that I was, like, totally freaked out about.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with the bells?
Remember that?
That's what John was, like, describing that, and I think he freaked everybody out.
That was a trip, too.
Well, my grandma that's living, she actually collects bells. And they just had to move out of their home into an assisted living home. And we've all gone through and kind of each of us have taken a little bit of something of hers. And I think each of us got a bell of hers.
But he described them. He said, you know, what is this with the bells on the shelf?
And they're on the shelves.
And they're on the shelf.
Yeah.
And
it's like he was there.
Well,
like he was right there.
How many people have bells on their shelves? This is what I'm saying. You know?
And every year for holidays, all the kids go up and they kind of play with the bells and fuss with them. So, yeah, that was just really, I mean, it was fun after the fact because John said, "Hi, Jackie, it was nice meeting you and all the others."
Yeah, I know.
So what was the message he gave you? Because John always has a message. He doesn't just do this because he's just hanging out with you. He usually has, somebody's coming through that wants to give a message.
Well, you know, actually, I was kind of, I'd heard that with everybody else, and he had one major one. It was just that there was a lot of love, mm-hmm. that everybody was together, and that they were all in a loving place and wanting to send love to us.
You know, and I heard that because he went through and he had some very specific messages for most people. Mm-hmm. But I think when he got to you, I didn't hear
one specific
right. message.
Right. But there was a lot of people.
Well, you know what he said? Oh, now I remember what he said. He said because it was the little baby.
Yeah.
It was the baby.
Yeah.
That was bringing everybody through.
You're right.
He couldn't interpret that, you know. The baby was the baby. I mean, because didn't you share that that your mom lost the baby during...
Yeah, so she wasn't a sister, really.
Right. Okay,
we did, but she was a daughter.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
I tell you, Benny and I, we're just like, I went home last night, and I'm like, you know, dude, I know I got to go to sleep, but I'm just like sitting here.
And there's still one thing, though, we need to figure out, right? It's the dog, right?
The golden retriever.
The golden retriever.
Well, and I figured out who Edward is. Edward is a cousin of mine. Out in
we need to get John on the phone.
He's on a plane right now, but we'll wait until he lands.
Yeah, yeah.
So Edward is the cousin.
Edward's a cousin of mine. Yeah,
okay.
Over in
what's Edward's relationship
to me?
Yeah, which side?
Father's side.
Okay, the father that
so everybody
died?
That's over. Yes.
Yeah. Well, look, that passed. Right.
Okay, yeah, but Edward's still with us.
Edward's still with you, but you know what I'm thinking is, I think if he'd had more time, okay, I'm going to fill in the blanks. Mm. What do I know? You know, what he does is he says, okay, this is this young baby that was bringing everybody through. So it's like there is someone that comes through that opens the portal. And so that all of these other people could then speak.
Right.
So I'm just curious about, you know, the message that your dad may have had for Edward. And I think that's something that we won't know about unless you call John Holland and get a reading yourself. But I think he's got like an 18-month waiting. I don't know. We have to find out. You know, between him and Colette Baron-Reed and Deborah, it's really incredible.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is your, you know, personal message for everyone based on the experience you had?
I'm still awestruck about all of this. And again, just that the communication is real. It's there. And that it's uncanny, the things. And everybody on the other side is definitely here with us.
You've got that
right. So you're glad you went, right?
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Don't we need to thank our Bobby? Was it Bobby that got sick?
So, Bobby, we're sorry you're sick.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We also have to thank my date that canceled on me.
What?
Yeah, that's how I actually ended up getting her to go.
Your date?
I had a date cancel on me.
Well, you know, I would kind of look at the way the stars line up for you.
Heck yeah.
I was looking at that myself.
Yeah, that would be a very interesting kind of thing. And, you know, too bad for the date, dude.
That's all right.
His loss.
It's right. Keep it real, okay?
Exactly.
Jackie, thank you. I mean,
thank you.
On top of it, you win the basket.
Out of all those gazillion
people that filled out the flyer.
Bizarre.
Right? I'm looking forward to reading all of those
But your
really
dad did that. Your dad went over there and, you know, somebody did that. You just picked that ticket for Jackie. It's going to be interesting, Jackie. I want to follow up with you. It's going to be interesting to find out what you read in the basket you won or what you do with that because... I really think and I really believe all these things are related.
I'm with you.
So we're going to check in with you in a month or two and see what you discover.
That'll be great.
All right, Jackie.
Looking forward to it.
This is great. Benny, thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about The Alchemical Woman, a handbook for everyday soul work. I'm thrilled Dr. Ramona Rubio is joining us here today. We'll be right back. What's it got?